sir. It's time for Fluent and Chill. I'm Fluent. I'm here as always with Chill. Jay, how you doing, man?
Hey, man. NCAA tournament going on. We're coming down to the wire, to the playoffs. The playoffs is in less than a month, so we rolling, Tone.
And there's been a few small moves in the NFL. Just small. Minor. You know, we're going to try to get to as many of those things as we can today because there's so much. But let me run it down for sure what I know. We've got one, but a big, big one, question and mail drop. So we're going to do that. We're going to finish. As you know, we've been going through three parts. The top 75 NBA players of all time as ranked by ESPN. We did a 51 through 76, a 26 through 50. We're drafting a starting five and a bench player. Mm-hmm. This week, it's the top 25. Starting five, two subs. We're drafting our teams. You're going to go first. I'm going to run you down the list, but I'm also going to ask you two questions. Even though we're not here to debate the list, I am going to ask you two questions about the list. We're going to make our picks. Sweet 16, Elite 8. I think we're going to take it right down to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. I think we'll take it right down to the Final Four. But first, you guys keep asking. You say, you guys haven't done conspiracy. It's actually only been a week. I guess it feels like longer. But we do conspiracy every week. This week, we're going to go to Major League Baseball. That's where we're going to kick it off. Here's the conspiracy. So the Major League Baseball owners colluded to lower salaries. As we know, baseball is the one league that still remains with no salary cap. In 1975, the Major League Baseball Players Association won, I guess, the right to have free agency. So when your contract expires, you can go out and sign with any team you want. However, by the early 1980s, the salaries, obviously with free agency, go up and up, especially when there's no cap. And the owners were like, we're paying these guys way too much money. So the conspiracy is they were so tired of paying these big salaries that they conspired together to say, you know what? Nobody should, unless you have to, you don't have anyone to play first base and there's just no, somebody retired, you will not sign a free agent from another team. So much so that in 1985, as an example, there was 35 free agents. How many free agents do you think went to another team, Jay, in 1985?
Zero.
Close. Four. That number obviously is exponentially higher in terms of the number of free agents now, but also the numbers that switch teams, as we're seeing in every sport, was four. Did the owners collude? Did the owners make a secret pact not to let players go to other teams for more money?
Well, is that an idea? Let's get together as a conglomerate and stop paying our employees as much as they could possibly make. Let's get together and do that. It actually sounds like a pretty good idea, to be quite honest with you. And it sounds like something that bosses would absolutely do. The problem is proving it. Because what we would have to do is we would have to prove that all of these guys got together in a room and said, this is what we're not going to do. You guys are going to keep your free agents and you're going to keep them at a price. I'm not going to overprice them. So whatever you charge them and they come to me, I'm going to either go to that price or I'm not going to go over that. That way you can keep your free agent at the price that you want. Well, you can never prove that, but that's absolutely realistic. And
you know the problem with it though, right? There's always going to be that one guy.
Of course, absolutely. That's the story of the world, Tone. One person screws it up for everybody. That's the story of the world. So when Alex Rodriguez signs this $250 million deal in Texas, when we already had this discussion, yo, what are you doing, man? We already had this discussion. So now you're going to pay this dude a quarter of $1 billion. So you know what that means? Bryce Harper is going to see that and he's going to go, well, I want $252 million. Yep. And then Mike Trout's going to see that and he's going to go, well, yeah, I'm better than him, so I'm going to take $300 million. And now this thing has gone way further than what we possibly thought it would be. Tone, when you're talking about a guy who's making more, one guy who's making more than an entire team, which Alex Rodriguez was making more than the entire Florida Marlins roster. Him himself, he was making more than the entire roster. With that being said, you guys are completely going off the track and what it is that we're trying to do. So I that's not ridiculous to think that that's something that went on.
I want to just tell you, because it's not just baseball, like the other leagues, just look at what they've done. They've added in, even though some are soft caps like basketball, mm-hmm. but they've added in salary caps. They've averaged max contracts. Just think about it. You always hear it. They're going to sign Giannis to a max contract, 5 years, $200 million. But why is there a max? Right? Because there's a max per mm-hmm. player. There's a max salary cap. It's interesting that you said one guy making more than the rest of the team. I believe it was the 97 or 98 Bulls where Jordan's $30, $31 million was more than the rest of the team combined. So
the
whole
team.
It even happens in a salary cap.
The whole team.
Here's the problem with this collusion. It's illegal. You can't do it. So why baseball didn't just come out with a salary cap, which they still haven't done, blows my mind. So before,
and they're not going to do it, Tom. They're not going to do it.
No, I don't think they are.
There's no reason to do it.
Which is terrible because if you think about it, when was the last small market team? The Royals. But in the last 20 years, that was it. I think small market teams to win.
Two teams. The Royals did it in 15, and then the Marlins did it in 97.
Right,
in 2003.
But the Marlins spent money that year, and then they just blew it up and got rid of everybody.
And did the same thing in 2003 too.
Yeah,
they spent some money and then blew it up again.
So before, here's the best thing about this one. And I don't know, I didn't tell you this. The reason I didn't tell you this one, I didn't want you to research it first because I didn't know if you knew it off the top of your head or not. This conspiracy theory, the first one ever, actually has a conclusion. We actually know. So. It went to a court of law. So let me ask you first, did it happen? 0 to 10, as we always do. 0, it didn't happen. 10, this totally happened. Where do you scale this one?
I would have to scale this one at the top of the list, Tony, 10.
For the people who haven't seen conspiracy theory before, this is the first time I think Jay's been over 5 in agreeing with the conspiracy. So the fact that he said 10, I will read. The problem, as I mentioned, is that it's illegal. The Players Association took the owners to court for collusion and won $280 million in damages.
Absolutely.
Consider this conspiracy proven.
Absolutely. All right.
Send us. This is what I love because this one came from somebody. So send us your conspiracies. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be sports, although we do love sports conspiracies. But send us your favorite sports conspiracies. You could comment, share, like, you know what to do. And we're going to talk about them because I love conspiracies. You love conspiracies. You're a history buff too. So,
I'm a conspiracy theorist too. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I love it.
We got to wear our little tinfoil hats and do another one. But send us the ones you want us to cover and we will because your suggestions are awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. We're going to go from Major League Baseball to Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
As always, there's been some favorites, there's been some upsets, there's been some surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to run through the list. We're going to make our picks for the first round and then take it down, like I said, from the 16 to the 8 to the 4. Mm-hmm. So in the first matchup, we both, got over 85% correct on the previous round. So we both did very well. All right. Gonzaga, the number one seed versus number 4 seed, Arkansas.
I think Gonzaga got a bunch of seniors on that team with Timmy and their backcourt is really good. I like Arkansas because of how hard they play and how tough they are, but I think that Gonzaga outlasts them. I think that Timmy's going to be the difference, and I think that they outlast them.
Okay, we're both on Gonzaga into the Elite Eight. Texas Tech, the 3 seed. All the favorites won in this bracket. Mm-hmm. The Texas Tech, the 3 seed, facing Duke, the 2 seed.
I think it's interesting that Texas Tech is the favorite here, and they think that they're the favorite because they think that they're going to rough Duke up. And I think that they're completely wrong about that. I think Duke's going to deal with them. Absolutely, I think Duke's going to handle them.
I think Duke's the 2 seed, I think, and Texas Tech is a 3 seed. Yeah, but you're right. I think most people are thinking Texas Tech is the team to beat, but I'm actually with you again on that one. So we agree so far.
Mm-hmm.
Next matchup. The 8 seed versus the 4 seed, North Carolina, the 8 seed, UCLA, and the Bruins. That's my squad. Who you got?
I'm picking North Carolina, and I got ulterior motives here, and I'll tell you about them when we get down later on in the rounds. But I got some ulterior motives here with North Carolina over UCLA.
Okay, well, that's our first disagreement. I'm going with my Bruins. You know I love UCLA. I'm going to head out there soon. I promise I'll be back. So I got UCLA in that matchup. All right, the last one on this side of the bracket. Purdue versus Cinderella, St. Pete's, the 15 seed, St. Peter's. Play tough. You did call this, by the way, at the beginning. You said they're coached really tough. They play really hard. Don't be surprised if St. Pete's surprises some people. Oh, they've surprised some people.
I just didn't think that I didn't think that they had enough to beat Kentucky, but I thought that they'd be in a fight with them. And turns out Calipari just showed up, Tone. He thought he could just show up against these guys, and he was not prepared. I think he got outcoached that night. Add that to the fact that Murray State, they looked at St. Peter's, and they thought that they were just going to rough these guys up, only except they were the ones that got roughed up. So we got this Purdue team who – Purdue might be the best offensive team in the country, Tone. And they got a lottery pick on their team, and this kid, Ivy. His mother played in the WNBA, by the way. She coaches at University of Notre Dame. So when I look at this team, I like what Purdue is doing, but Purdue's game plan is going to have to be a multitude of things, because if you think you're going to push these guys around, you're going to get completely outsold. And the reason why I say that, Tone, remember, they got the defensive player of the year, St. Peter's does. Three-time defensive player of the year on their team. In that league. So watch out, man. But I think Purdue outlasts them.
So you're going with Purdue?
In a dog fight, though, Tone. I don't think they smoked them. I think in a dog fight.
I'll be honest. I thought you were going to take St. Peter's. Mm-hmm. And I had this whole speech ready, but I'm still going to do it. Because I thought you were going to say St. Peter's. You went with Purdue. And I was going to bring up St. Peter's as Cinderella. Mm-hmm. But you know what happened to Cinderella at midnight?
The clock struck 12.
The carriage turned into a, you know, I have a daughter. The carriage turned into a pumpkin. The horseman turned back into mice. Mm-hmm. And everything, you know, her dress turned back into rags. Everything but the, you know, it's interesting. Everything but those glass slippers changed back. The glass slippers somehow stayed. And luckily, she was the only one in the village with a size 6. So good for her and Cinderella. I don't know how the glass slipper didn't turn back, but whatever. I think it's midnight for St. Peter's, and I've got Purdue moving forward as well. All right, that's going to set up some good matchups. We'll get to them in a second, but it's going to be Gonzaga, Duke, and either North Carolina or UCLA, because we have a variation there, against Purdue. All right, to the other side, my Arizona. You know, every city that I've lived in, I call them my team. That's why I got UCLA and Arizona, my Wildcats. Shout out to Richard Jefferson, who jumped on your live about a while back, and we need to figure that out. So Richard Jefferson, if you're watching, get us, you, me, him, and Perk, the four of us. Mm-hmm. We need to have a chat. All right, Arizona, Houston. Oh, another one of my teams against Houston.
Hey Tone, that Houston team. When you talk about a defensive team that jumps on you, my goodness, they just look like they are very difficult to score against, man. And Arizona got a lot of offensive players. I think Houston handles them. I'm going with Houston to win. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So
five seed.
So you got Houston. I got Arizona because I'm gonna be there in a couple of months, and I can't show up in Tucson if I pick Houston. So I'm going with Arizona. That's really the logic for my pick, I'm going to be honest. All right, Michigan, Villanova.
I think Villanova is the better team. I love Michigan, and I love what Juwan Howard is doing back there, but I think Villanova is the better team. I think they're better coached, and I think that they handle Michigan.
Whew, I think we've disagreed on everything. So I'm gonna go with Juwan. He's got that fire. He's an ex. Listen, he went to Michigan. He played in the NBA. He's got – you know, he will slap you if you call a timeout late in the game. I'm going with Michigan.
I will tell you this though, Tone, and I'm going with my heart is telling me Villanova, but I just want to make sure that we remember Michigan has the 11 seed. The last time they were the 11 seed, it was in 1992, and they were in the national championship.
And how far did they go? Exactly.
And their head coach was the starting power forward. I'm just gonna say. I just want to put that out there.
You can't go back now. All right, Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, Providence.
I had before the tournament started. This was even before the Big East tournament started. I thought Providence is a Final Four team. I think that's how good they are. So you're a Final Four team, yes, sir.
You sticking with that?
I'm sticking with that. Yep.
Going with my guy. I'm going with my Jayhawks, man.
Of course you are. Absolutely.
I stay true to my guys. All right. Last one. Are we going to pick anyone the same here? Iowa State, Miami.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. The coach for Miami, Larinaga, I got to make sure that I get his name right. He does have some Final Four experience, Tone. He took George Mason to the Final Four, and here we are again in the Sweet 16. I think they handle Iowa State. He's making a run at it. I think they absolutely handle Iowa State. They're already upset in the previous round.
Well, you got it's a 10 versus an 11 seed, so they're
right.
Neither one is, as LeBron would say, not supposed to be here.
Right.
They're not supposed to be here. So
they're
who
supposed
you
to be gone already?
Iowa State or Miami?
Miami.
I am also with the U. Uh-huh. I know that's a football thing, but still. All right, so we agreed on one, Miami. Okay.
Yep.
Gonzaga. All right, now, so let me just recap. For you, your Elite Eight are Gonzaga, Duke, North Carolina, Purdue, mm-hmm. Houston, Villanova, Providence, Miami.
That's correct.
For me, Gonzaga, Duke, UCLA, mm-hmm. Purdue, Arizona, Michigan, Kansas, Miami. All right, mm-hmm. now it gets tough. Gonzaga, Duke.
Remember what I just told you a little while ago, Tone, about I got some ulterior motives here with mm-hmm. North Carolina. I got some ulterior motives with Duke, too, so I'm going with Duke.
All right, we got Duke making your Final Four. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Gonzaga.
Okay.
North Carolina, Purdue. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'm going with North Carolina.
Uh-huh. So you got North Carolina Duke matching up. That's a little okay. And I got UCLA Purdue. Mm-hmm. I got UCLA and Purdue. I'm gonna stick with who I said. I'm gonna go with UCLA. Mm-hmm. All right. So I got Gonzaga, UCLA. You got Duke and North Carolina. Man, it's mm-hmm. like 1983. Mm-hmm. All right, so then we got Houston, Villanova.
I'm taking Villanova, even though because Villanova and Houston, those two teams are defensively, they're gems, but I think Villanova outlasts Houston.
And then you have Providence, Miami.
That's correct. I got Providence.
And you have Providence because you said Providence mm-hmm. is going to the Final Four, of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so now I got Arizona, Michigan. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Michigan. I'm going to go with the 11 seed Michigan to play Kansas.
Okay.
So your Final Four is Duke, North Carolina, Villanova, mm-hmm. Providence. I've got Gonzaga, UCLA, Michigan, Kansas.
Okay.
No, you had Providence. I don't know if I said that.
I had Providence. Okay. Yeah, I got Providence.
You got Providence. All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to post that up here. Let us mm-hmm. know who you think got the better bracket. And then next week, we'll recap and we'll do our Final Four and our national title game and who's going to mm-hmm. win and why. All right. Man, I love this time of year. All right, here we go. What's next? What's next on the docket? We got – oh, it's time for a draft. It's time for a draft.
Hold on for a second. Putting on my draft.
Put on right your GM
now.
Cap.
Yeah, I'm putting on my GM cap right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've got me. We got Jay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do – and so listen to this. When you draft them, you got to tell me where you're putting them, what position you're – so we're going to go point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, mm-hmm. and then two bench. So we got mm-hmm. two, but we're going seven deep this time.
Yes, sir.
It's players. I'll recap who the players are. Listen, we're not here to debate the order, but like I said, I am going to – ask you two quick questions. All right. So let me just run through the list in order from 1 to 25. We got Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Larry Bird, Tim Duncan, Oscar Robertson, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Kevin Durant, Hakeem Olajuwon, Dr. J, Julius Erving, Moses Malone, Steph Curry, Dirk Nowitzki, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Kevin Garnett, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, John Stockton, David Robinson. Damn, that's a list. Okay, so here's my question. I got into it a little bit because I have Wilt over Bill. Mm-hmm. This list has Wilt over Bill.
I do too.
And someone at TikTok was like, how could you possibly have Wilt Chamberlain over Bill Russell? And I said, well, I'm not taking away team accolades because you don't do that. I'm not taking away rings and chips, but I'm saying, however, if you looked at who's the better individual player, mm-hmm. Wilt Chamberlain does more, way more on offense. The difference in offense between Bill and Wilt is bigger than the difference in defense between Bill and Wilt. So overall, I said Wilt's a better player.
I'm a better offensive player than you are defensive player.
Right.
I can get with that, yeah.
And then someone said, well, that season when he scored 50 and whatever, a million rebounds and all that, well, that's only because he played 48 minutes a game. So I started to do it myself, and then I found a nice video on YouTube that did it for me. They took all the best players, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, the best seasons, Harden, Steph, all their best seasons, Giannis. And what they did was they took their points, rebounds, all their stuff, and they said, if we broke that down, 30 points a game, broke it down by minute, and said, okay, let's say he played 48 minutes a game. Mm-hmm. It totally explains how what Will did was actually possible. Now, could all of those players have played every minute of every game, except for one that he got thrown out of? Probably not. But if they did, and they stayed consistent, which can you be consistent? Like Jordan played, I think, 38 minutes a game, as an example. Same with LeBron. Could they do that for an extra 10 minutes? I don't know the answer. But if they did, this is what they would do. And they were all, no one still got the same results as Will, which just shows how great that season was. But it explains, if they did play 48 minutes, right, they would have averaged, it was 45, 47, 42. So it's not crazy to think a guy who played every minute of every game could score 50 points a game and get 20 rebounds, whatever it was.
But think about what you just said, Tone.
Yeah.
It's not crazy to think that, only except somebody actually did it.
Did it, right.
Right.
It's easy on paper.
Right. Somebody actually did that. Yeah. So it's not a situation where we're going, well, if you could play every minute of this game, or you could, well, actually I did. I actually did that. So, well, if I played every minute, I'm 100% confident that Jordan, if he wanted to play every minute of every game, he could have said to Doug Collins, don't take me out. Doug Collins would have kept him in every minute. Kevin Lockett, we would have kept him in every minute. If James wanted to play every minute for Mike Brown when he was in Cleveland, he would not have taken, if he would have went to Mike Brown and said, do not take me out, he would have played every minute. So I'm not listening to the logic of, well, if I could have done this, well, I actually did it. So
yeah. The logic isn't if they, the logic was if they did,
right?
The numbers are feasible. It's not crazy to think because
it's not real. It's not
so somebody did it. Yeah, somebody did. Okay.
It's not ridiculous.
So we agree on the Wilt over Bill thing. Mm-hmm. The other one is Oscar at 9. And it's not about really who he's over, just Oscar at 9. Everybody had a real problem. And again, we're not here to debate this. Although, like I said, I do want to ask you a question. Oscar at 9 seems high to everybody, but let me ask you this, because the comparison will always come up with Russ, right? Because the triple doubles and up. What did Oscar average? I don't know if you know off the top of your head, but I know typically you do. What did Oscar average for his career?
Oscar averaged 25 for his career. But.
But not just 25.
Yeah. He averaged 25. I think Oscar went 25, 10 and 8, something like that.
25.7 points, 9.5 assists, 7.5 rebounds. So, yeah, 26, 10, and 8.
Right, 26, 10,
pretty much, yeah.
But don't leave out, Tone, that's for his entire career. Don't leave out that for an eight-year stretch, he went 30, 10, and 9. Don't leave that out.
30-11. There was a stretch where he went 31, 11, and 9.
For 8 years, from 61 to 68, he went 30, 10, and 9. On a Tuesday, pencil me in for 30, 10, and 9. On a Tuesday.
In 62, he went for 31, 11, and 13. If a guy went 26, 10, and 8 today and had a chip, is he not top 10?
Not top 10 all time. I don't know if he's top 10 all time, but we having that conversation. We absolutely are. If we got a guy that's in the NBA today that is at the end of his career and he's averaging 27 or
26. Let's go peak. Let's say okay, so 30, 10, and 10.
He's in his peak and he's 30, 10, and 9. is he a top 10 player all time? I think that there are people who are having that conversation. I'm not one of those people who are having that conversation because I like you. I know how you feel about guys. Yeah, I know how you feel about guys not being, you know, the guys are still playing. I care about longevity. Yeah. That matters to me. So the fact that you're good for a short period of time, that doesn't work for me. That's why I have a difficult time with Giannis being a top 20 player all time.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think they have him at 18. So how opposed are you to Oscar at 9?
Well, my main issue with Oscar at 9 is, well, damn, Tone, I had him. ESPN did a list in 2016 of the top 100 players. They had him at 13. I'd like to know what he did in the last 6 years to go from 13 to 9. I mean, he's been retired for over 30 years. So what did he do in the last 6 years to go from 13 to 9? I don't think he did much.
Maybe someone's been campaigning.
Maybe that's also true too, Tone. And what I'd also like to do, I want to dead this Russell Westbrook, Oscar Robertson thing. Let's make sure that we're clear, Tone. 30, 10, and 9 for 8 straight years. He was more efficient than Russ. Not only was he more efficient than Russ, he was smarter than Russ. He played a different game than Russ did. He wasn't just a barrel like Russ is and just went at one speed. Oscar was so much more efficient. He was a better distributor. He was a better playmaker. I think he was a better scorer. He averaged 30 a game for almost a decade. There aren't many point guards who can say that they did that, right? He averaged 10 assists over almost a decade. There aren't many point guards who can say that they've done that. Double digits for almost a decade. So when I think
how many point guards can say that?
Well, let's see. Magic can say it.
Stockton?
Stockton can say it for their career.
For their career.
For over a decade, I averaged double digit assists. Magic can say it. Stockton can say it. Chris Paul can say it almost. Steve Nash, but he's close. But none of these dudes can say that they've done it for almost a decade. None of these dudes, except for Stockton and Magic. Now, when I think about the rest of these guys, I just want to dead the logic that Russell Westbrook and Oscar Robertson, the triple-double is comparable. But after that, Oscar Robertson was a better player than Russell Westbrook. All the way around, he was a better player. He was smarter. He was more efficient. He was a better defender. He was a better overall player than Russell Westbrook, which would explain why he's regarded the way he is. So I want to dead that logic. The only thing that you guys are comparing is him averaging a triple-double.
It's the numbers. It's the numbers. It's not how they got there. And here is the big difference, right? Why is everybody knocking Westbrook? Because it doesn't equal wins. Well, Oscar won.
Right.
Oscar also won, right?
Yes.
Like, are we talking differently about Wes if he won? If Westbrook, if he has a ring, right?
Right.
Not now, but like if he had won with KD, if he had won with, because the equivalent is winning with Chris Paul, I want to say, right? With one, because he won with Kareem, right? So it's with one great player, not KD and James Harden and all those other guys. Okay. For the record, by the way, Magic at 11 and change, Stockton at 10 and a half, and that's it at double digits, because then it's Oscar at 9.5, Chris Paul at 9.49. And then it gets into the low nines. Three guys: Isaiah Thomas, Kevin Johnson, John Wall. And then it's everybody else is under 9.
Well, so I think Isaiah went 19-9 for almost a decade. So you got guys who've done that. Isaiah did it for almost a decade.
Yeah.
But when I think about the rest of these guys,
it's short. It's a short list. Okay. So I wanted to bring those two up. So I guess the last part of that. So Oscar, you're not crazy object to him at 9, but you probably would have him.
I got him at 13. I got him at 13 behind Bryant and Jerry West.
Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. So let's kick off the draft. You, sir, have won the draft lottery. Mm-hmm. You will be going first with your first selection in the top 25 of all time NBA draft. Write him in?
I stand on it, Tom, that if Hakeem Olajuwon is on the board and you pass on him, you're fired. I stand on that. To this day, I still stand on that. However, it depends on who's on the board. It depends on who's on the board. So with the number one overall pick, I'm building my unit. All right? I'm not just going off players. I'm building my unit. I'm starting with Jabbar at the 5.
Wow.
Starting with Jabbar at the 5. Yes, sir. Starting with Jabbar at the 5.
That is a surprise. I think you're still but I think you're smart. You're smart because you know who I'm going with, and you know you're going to get your guy. I should pick him just to be difficult, but then you're going to pick my guy.
That's fine.
No, you know what? You know what? With my first overall pick, I'm going to go with Michael Jordan. Get out of here. Come on.
Got you, guys. Got you.
If Jordan's on board, I'm taking Jordan.
Got you, guys.
I don't want to be Portland and pass up on Jordan. No, hell no.
Got you, guys. So, Ball's off the board, right? Ball's off the board. Jordan's off the board. Let's see here. I'm going to go with James.
Duh.
Go with James.
If you would have picked anybody else but James, I would have been very, very, very surprised. Well, you know the team that I've always wanted to put together. I actually even have Jordan in a Lakers jersey. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they were going to get him there, but I'm going to go with Magic. That's my backcourt. Magic and Jordan is my backcourt.
I'm going to go with Magic, right? And I'm going to go with James. Well, at the two guard, I'm going to go with Bryant.
That's a smart pick right there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you got Kareem. Mm-hmm. And although I do have Kareem ranked higher, I still think this guy does more. And listen, if you can have a mythological person on your team, right? I got Black Jesus. Now I need Zeus. So I'm going to go with Wilt at my five.
Uh-huh. So I need a point guard now because you already took Magic. So I need a point guard. And I need a distributor because I got a bunch of guys. I got Jabbar, I got James, I got Bryant. So I need a guy who's going to distribute the basketball. With the number five pick, I'm going to go with Mr. John Stockton.
Stockton at the point. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to go with clearly the greatest pure small forward in the history of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Could shoot from everywhere. Could rebound. Underrated defender. I feel like could you imagine if I had my dream team with Wilt at center in his prime? So I'm going to go with Mr. Larry Bird.
Bird at the house. Okay. So I got my point guard in Stock, right? I got my two guard in Bryant. I got my small forward in James. I got my five man in Jabbar, right? So I need somebody that's going to do the dirty work, but can also stick his nose in there, go get the basketball and his buckets. I'm going to go with Malone.
You got Stockton and Malone. You reunited them.
Yes, sir.
Well, Malone is solid. Him and Stockton have a chemistry. So there's a player who, you know, how do you stop that chemistry, right? You need to have defense. Mm-hmm. And if someone could be like, I don't know, all defensive team, like 15 times ugh, in their career, mm-hmm, right, is fundamentally sound, like a big fundamental, I guess, is what I would call it. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm picking. Tim Duncan.
Big fundamental. Okay.
Big fundamental.
So I need some reinforcement, Tom. So
now you need a guy on the bench.
I need some reinforcement, right? So I need somebody that's going to come in because I'm looking at my five and I got Stockton at the one. I got my distributor, right? I got my lockdown defender and buckets at the two guard in Bryant, right? I got my all around player in James, right? I got my meat and potatoes guy in Malone, and then I got the most dominant big on the box in Jabbar. All right, so how am I going to reinforce this? What am I going to reinforce this with? So Jabbar can't play the whole game. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to counter Chamberlain, and I'm going to go get the Diesel. I got you. I'm going to go get the Diesel. That's what I'm going to do.
Shaq coming off the bench.
I'm going to get the Diesel.
See, I'm going to go in the complete opposite direction because my team can do everything. Right, I got Magic who could run the point. He could also post up. Heck, Magic can play center if I really need him to in a pinch.
If you need him,
I got Jordan who, don't forget, Jordan played the point. Got a bunch of triple doubles, average over 8 assists a game. He can move into that point position if I need him to. I got Bird who can shoot, but you know what? I'm like, hey, man, when I got Wilt down low, if I put Bird on one wing and this guy on the other wing, I feel like I can open up some spacing for him. And of all the guys, this I want to look at this dude's definitely the quickest of the bunch. I'm gonna go with Steph Curry.
Curry
to open up the floor for me. Him and Bird shooting. Magic, right. just imagine Magic penetrating and kicking it out to Bird or Curry on the wings.
Just the floor a little bit. So I'm glad you mentioned that also. We talked about opening up the floor and speeding the game up a little bit, right? Because you already got Duncan off the floor. You got your dynamic, fast-paced magician in Magic. Okay, I can definitely appreciate that. But I need some buckets coming off the bench too, because I got dominance in the diesel, right? I got dominance in the diesel. But I also need some buckets coming off the bench too. So who better to give me that than KD?
I thought you were going to go in a different direction because I was going to try and reunite Steph and KD. That was my goal. I was actually, the reason I was talking so long with the last pick, I wasn't sure if I was going to go Curry or Durant. Maybe I should have gone Durant. I don't know if you would have gone with Curry, but that's okay. That's okay. Because now I got everything. Here's the beauty of it is, you know, you brought in Shaq as reinforcement. I got Wilt who can play all 48. Heck, I can move Duncan to the center if I had to. So really right now the world is my oyster. So who's left? We got Oscar. We got Hakeem. We've got Moses Malone. We got Giannis, West, Baylor. Like, there's so many players to choose from. I'm simply going to go with who gives me. I want to sell tickets. I want to sell tickets to this game. I've got everything. So I'm not saying this player is better than Olajuwon, because I definitely pick Olajuwon. But I just feel like, could you imagine Magic throwing it up and Dr. J jumping in from behind the backboard? Right? We don't give Dr. J enough love. So I'm going to go with Dr. J and just get the crowd into it as my final guy off the bench.
Right.
So let's because again, I would have gone a larger one, but Wilt can play all 48. We just talked about it and dropped 50. So here, let's go through the lineups. And then of course, as always, top 25 of all time as ranked by ESPN, we drafted our teams. Here's mine. I'll give you Jay's. You vote and let us know who you got. So on my list, I'm starting at the point with Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan at the two, Larry Bird at the three, Tim Duncan at the four, Wilt Chamberlain at the five, and off the bench, I got Steph Curry and Dr. J.
Nice.
Jay's team. Stockton at the point, Bryant at the two, that's Kobe, LeBron James at the three, Karl Malone, not Moses, I probably would have picked Moses Malone, Karl Malone at the four, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at the five, and your bench is big. Shaq and Kevin Durant coming off the bench. Whew. All right, so let us know who you got. Right now, just so you know, I don't want to sway anybody, but in the first two drafts, it was 51 to 49% in the poll who won. So let's see if we're close on this one. I think we're going to be close because how can you go wrong with top 25 of all time? All right. Whew. I love these drafts. I don't know if awesome. I've said it before. I love these drafts. All right.
Awesome.
It brings us to our final topic of the day. It's mail drop. Here's the question. Ryan, meaning Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson, Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota. And then you had Jameis Winston, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Stay with their teams. The first bunch of quarterbacks I mentioned moved on. Of all the things that happened, so all of those six, I think, that moved and those three that stayed, which one is the biggest surprise? Who's going to be the bust of the bunch? And who's the next quarterback to move? So that's a loaded question there. That's why it's really four questions in one, which is why I kind of said, It's almost working like mail drop three questions. So let's start with the guys that moved. So let's start with Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz, Mitch Trubisky, and Marcus Mariota. Which is the one that surprised you the most?
The one that surprised me the most was Matt Ryan. I thought that Atlanta was going to stick with him. I was really surprised that they moved off of him. But when the word got out that there was a possibility that Deshaun Watson could be in Atlanta. The writing was on the wall at that point for Matt Ryan, and they decided to move off of him. I didn't think that they would pull the trigger. I still feel like, Tone, that his best days are behind him, and I don't know how well he's going to do in that Indianapolis offense. I love Frank Reich. I love him as a coordinator. I love him as a coach. I love his ability to scheme. But I think that what he's going to try to implement with Matt Ryan, I don't know how well it's going to go over. And I think that that might not be as good as people think it's going to be. The surprise for you, Tone, is I think Mitchell Trubisky is going to be a lot better than what people give him credit for. I do.
Okay.
He's going to be a lot better.
I'm going to start with my biggest surprise in terms of who went where. I really want to say Russell Wilson is the biggest surprise to me because I fully expected Aaron Rodgers to end up in Denver. And
you
I thought Russell Wilson, for whatever reason, I just felt like he was going to stay in Seattle. I thought him and Pete Carroll were going to have one more go at it. So it really surprised me that they moved from him. That'd be the biggest surprise. Let's do the four that are staying. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston. Is there one that surprised you the most? So I'll start with mine because I just said it. Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay, definitely the biggest surprise to me.
One that surprised me is what you and I talked about a couple of months back. I thought Tom Brady was finished. I thought he was over. And you and I went back and forth with this. I thought that Tom Brady, he had hung him up, not realizing that it's almost like he hung him up in duress. Like, fine, you want me to quit? All right, I will. I really don't want to, but fine. And then he's moping around the house and the wife is like, you want to go back to work, don't you? Yes, I really do. And if that's okay with you, that'd be great. Okay, I really do.
You're driving. You know, it's funny. Everyone's like, his wife and kids drove him out of the house. I don't think so. I think he was driving them crazy.
Yeah, they were like, out.
They were like, get out. Get out. Go do something.
Absolutely. Because the being in at PTA meetings and driving the kids to school and all of that, like this is awesome because I love my family, but
go do something. Find a hobby. Yeah.
I really want to get back. So that was the one that surprised me the most, Tom.
So which is the biggest bust? Like, who do you think's gonna in their new role of all of them? Who's going to be the one that just this isn't going to work out?
I don't think that Matt Ryan. I don't think that he's going to do as well as people think that he's going to do up there in Indianapolis. Like I said, I dig Frank Wright. I dig his schemes, but I think that Matt Ryan's skill set, I think that he's far removed from what he used to be. I think that he may have a year, maybe 2 years left before he's completely washed. I think that his best years are behind him. I don't think that he's going to be nearly as good. They're going to hand the ball off a lot up there to Jonathan Taylor. I think they are. And they're going to try to implement Matt throwing it. But they're going to see really quickly that what Matt used to be, he's not that anymore. And I think that that's going to show.
You know, there's a couple to choose from. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be a bust, but Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended for some amount of games. So I don't want to call him the bust because he's not going to play the first, I don't know how many weeks. Yep. So, and then he's going to have to get into a new system, a new offense, there's going to be a lot to do there. Yep. So I don't know that he's going to be the same guy we saw maybe the year after we might, but that's not my bust. Mitch Trubisky is an interesting one because you think he's going to be better than they assume. I think he's going to be worse than they assume.
Reason
is I get it that he didn't have kind of the coaching and the team around him that people wanted in Chicago. Mm-hmm. 1 year as a backup in Buffalo, I don't think he's that guy. But I don't think he's going to be the worst. And I'm flipping a coin because I honestly don't think Brady or Rodgers or Kirk Cousins of the guys that stayed are going to have a good year. However, and maybe this is the easy pick, it's going to be Jameis Winston. He's going to a Saints team that we don't know what the heck we have in the Saints that doesn't have Sean Payton anymore.
Right.
So who's going to be his coach?
He's coming off a major injury too.
Coming off an injury. So I think he's the easy one to pick. The last time we saw him play significantly, he had high powered offenses, scored a lot of points and went for a lot of yards, but he also threw like a million interceptions.
Led the league in pick sixes.
So I think that's going to be the one that unless he doesn't start in New Orleans, but I don't see why he wouldn't start in New Orleans. So I think, as bad as I think Trubisky's going to be, I think he's got enough around him in Najee Harris and, you know, what's around him there. Whereas I think Jameis Winston, I don't know, is Mike Thomas coming back? Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be happy?
When do you, well,
is Alvin Kamara?
Jameis Winston, for example, Tom, when do you think he comes back? Because he tore up his knee in what, November?
Yeah, he might not be back at the beginning of the season.
That's what I'm saying. So he tore his knee up in November. I don't think that he's going to be ready for training camp. I don't think that that's going to be the case. So when is he coming back?
Is it crazy to say Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, who are 1-2 in MVP voting, are going to have down years? Because I don't think that's crazy.
It's not nuts to say that. And the reason why it's not nuts to say that is because it's very similar to James in Los Angeles. You've mentioned this more than once, more than twice, Tone. These guys are the exception. How long do you expect these guys to play this long at this level? Tom Brady is going to be 45 on opening night.
Yep.
Right? He's going to be 45 years old on opening night. Aaron Rodgers is going to be 38. At some point during the season, he's going to turn 39. So how much longer do you think that these guys can play at this level? And let's make sure we remember, too, Tone, that offense in Green Bay has not improved. They lost Adams, right?
So an offensive lineman.
Offense has not improved. So it's not like it's a situation where he's coming back to the same talent level, because he's not. Same idea in Tampa. So we got a different team coming back to Tampa. Now, I know that they kept the roster spot open for Tom, so whenever he was ready to come back, that he could. But I look at that unit, Godwin's not going to be back. We don't know if Gronk's going to be back. So we don't know what's going on with that team. So it's not ridiculous to say that.
Godwin is back. What you mean from injury? I think
from Godwin injury, so it's ACL. Yeah.
And Gronk's coming back. I fully expect Gronk will come back. Yeah, I think Tom talks him into it. Yeah, he'll twist his arm a little bit.
One more year. Come on, man. One more year.
Who's next? Who's the next quarterback to move?
Butterbean.
Where's Butter going?
You know where Butter's going, and you're going to think that I'm nuts with this? I think he could end up in Seattle.
Oh, I don't think that's nuts at all. That's where I think he's going to end up. And I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible. I think anyone who has him as a starting quarterback is horrible. But here's my sleeper team. Carolina.
He could end up in the NFC South. Yeah, he could.
I could see him in Carolina. That's not ridiculous. The talk has been Seattle, and that's just a damn shame for the Seahawks. But then
I'm not calling him Butter.
But no, you did. He's not. You did. You called him.
I can't believe I just said that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's not that. I'm with you, Bake.
But listen, Seattle does want the first overall pick next year, so Butter might make sense in Seattle. Okay. This is not a question in Mail Drop, but I'm going to add it in and ask the question. And then we're going to say arrivederci until the next time. Sayonara. How many weeks will it take in Kansas City for Juju and Mahomes' baby brother to do a TikTok together?
Do you care? I think as soon as he gets there, I don't think that it's going to be something where they're going to warm up to each other.
What's Mahomes' brother's? I keep forgetting his name. What's his name?
I don't remember his name, to be honest with you. But I think before in training camp.
You know what his name should be? Banned from the sideline. Banned from the sideline, Mahomes and Juju. You think preseason?
Yeah, I think before
preseason
the season
starts. They're doing a dance. They're doing.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. How long before you and I do a TikTok dance in the same building?
I think that's going to be a while. I know for a fact that
I think it's going to be May. I got to learn that move that you were doing. The source, of course. We got to get that. That's my favorite video, by the way. If you haven't seen it, check it out. All right. That's it for this episode. The next one, we're going to do a little bit more football, but we're going to go deep into some NBA playoff matchups because we're getting close and the seedings are kind of starting to look like there's movement, a little bit of movement, but it looks like we're starting to get pretty set. And we're going to dive into wide receivers on the move because we talked about quarterbacks today. Next, we're Allen Robinson, Davante Adams. We mentioned Juju. There's a lot of wide receivers that kind of move positions too. But until then,
take it light, but take it.
Yes, sir.